The 144,000 of the book of Revelation have created a great deal of speculation for students of the Bible throughout the years. They are mentioned in two specific locations, Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 14, a group of 144,000 people that are sealed. Now, some people feel, some interpreters of Scripture, that these are two separate groups of 144,000. Other interpretations have it that they are the same, mentioned in two different places. When we look at what Scripture tells us, we can learn certain specific things. We talked in an earlier daily about the fact that they are sealed, set apart by God during the Great Tribulation and protected in some way from the brunt and the fury of that period of time. Let's go to chapter 14. Let's look at what is said here regarding the 144,000 in this setting, where it says in verse 1, "I looked and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written on their foreheads," which again is another way of God sealing with the name of God placed upon the forehead of his servants. We see that in Revelation in earlier chapters and places, that represents again a designation, a setting apart of people for God and for a holy special purpose. Verse 2 says, "I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth." So they're redeemed from the earth, meaning that they are living on the earth. They're flesh and blood human beings from among the nations. These are the ones, it says in verse 4, who were not defiled with women, which is speaking of a spiritual cleanness or unity. It says they are virgins, and that's speaking in a spiritual sense that they have not defiled themselves with false religion. They have held to the truth of God. These are the ones who follow the Lamb. The Lamb here is Christ. We know that from other scriptures as well. That symbol interprets itself. And they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And so they follow Christ, and they are first fruits, which is a designation for the people of God, the elect of God, the church of God, is what the first fruits are talking about there. "And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God." The only way anyone can be at fault before the throne of God is through the blood of Jesus Christ and the process of sanctification, justification that is involved there. So this group of people, this 144,000, from both Revelation 7 and 14, we see they are sealed during the Great Tribulation. They have the name of God upon them, and they are first fruits, and they follow the Lamb, and they are not defiled with false religion, and they are without fault before God at his throne. So they are a very specially grouped people during this time that God protects. Who exactly they are and where they will all come from and how they will figure in this purpose that God is working out during his tribulation prior to Christ's return is something probably left for further discussion. But what we see here is a grouping of people that reflects the mercy of God, sealing and protecting people during a very great time of trouble that comes upon the world. And that advances the plan of God at that particular time in preparation for Christ's reign on this earth. It's a unique group of people. Will you be a part of that? Will I be a part of that? Whatever and wherever, it's a good designation to have. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.